This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we've been looking at the concept of taqwa, which is again one of the most reiterated ideas in the Quran. The Quran actually begins with, after Al-Fatiha, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is a guidance for the people of taqwa. And so taqwa is absolutely at the core of the Quranic message. As I reiterated before, the very first commandment is a commandment to taqwa. Now in Taha, Surah Taha, the Prophet ﷺ is being addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, that command your family to prayer and be deeply patient in this. وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. One of the things about the Arabic language, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, وَاصْبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, be patient with it. When you add something, it intensifies the meaning. And here, the letter that was added to the verb sabara yasbiru, to be patient, was ta, which is an emphatic letter. It's one of the emphatic letters in Arabic. So it's a very strong, well, sabir alayha means to really be deeply patient in it. Astainu bil sabri wa salah, that seek help from prayer, from patience and prayer. And then Allah reminds us, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا, we don't ask for provision. We're not asking you for provision. You don't. What we're asking you for is devotion. We will provide for you. We have to do those things that get the provision, but the provision is there. We will provide for you. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ, we will provide for you. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. So the phrase comes in this verse about prayer, that with this prayer, you are preparing yourself for the inevitability of victory, the victory of the soul over the ego, the victory of the Mosaic reality over the Pharaonic reality, the victory of truth over falsehood, the victory of justice over oppression. This is what prayer, at the essence of prayer, it's in order for you to constantly go back to God, no matter how difficult things get, that you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with prayer. Ista'inu bisabri wa salah. Take isti'ana, take aun from God. Take your solace, your help, your succor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is what Allah is telling us. Now in another verse in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about tilka darul akhirah, that this abode of the afterlife that we have made, naj'aluha lilladhina la yuriduna 'uluwan fil ardi wa la fasada, that they don't want to be exalted in the earth, nor do they want corruption in the earth. Wal 'aqibatu lil muttaqin, and the end affair is for the people of taqwa. Again, it's a reminder that these are people, the akhirah has been set aside. So the great victory, if we don't, we can, there are times when the Muslims have seen victory in this world, the people of truth. When it was Bani Israel, when the Israelites were on the truth, God gave them victory over Pharaoh. Pharaoh was drowned. He drowned in the ocean. And God gave them entrance into the promised land because they were the people of truth. They were adhering to these principles and being guided by them. The Prophet ﷺ gave victory also to the people of Jesus over his enemies at that time. So in that case, it was the opposite. Now the people of Israel who opposed Jesus at the time. So, and this is part of the problem with human beings, is that we oscillate. So there are times when we're powerless, there are times we're in power. Depending on how we respond to that power is depending on who we're with. Are we with God or are we with Pharaoh? Those are the two choices. You're either with God or you're with Pharaoh. And there's really no in-between in this. And so this idea of the Darul Akhirah being placed for those who don't want to be exalted in the earth, like Pharaoh. Pharaoh ala fil ard, he elevated himself in the earth. Whereas the people of the Mosaic people, the Jesuit people, the Mohammedan people, peace be upon all of our prophets, these are the people who humble themselves. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هُونَ وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The servants of the merciful. And inshallah we're going to look at those 12 attributes that define the servants of the merciful. The servants of the merciful who tread lightly on the earth. They walk lightly on the earth. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هُونَ. They tread lightly on the earth. It's interesting, now we talk about carbon footprints. People that have heavy carbon footprints that pollute a lot. The people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are people that are, they tread lightly on the earth. They don't want to be exalted in the earth. And so this idea that the akhirah is made for those, الَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. They don't want either to be exalted or corruption. And these two tend to go together. So this is a really important thing to remember, is that when people become arrogant, they tend then to become oppressive, they tend to sow corruption in the earth. And this is the nature of Pharaoh as opposed to the nature of the prophetic tradition, which is the way of Moses, the way of Jesus, the way of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of them are our prophets, but we're from the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. JazakumAllah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.